Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Hallelujah, he reigns on high. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to Jesus Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, your name, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
Jesus, bright as the morning star. Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me? Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Dearer to my heart than anything.
springtime, you're purer than sunshine. Ever my song will be, oh Jesus, you're really beautiful to me.
Your voice, say, oh, all I say, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, that's more than enough. Jesus,
you're my helper. Jesus,
I dare you to call the name.
You're my deliverer.
Tell you like you mean it all.
My strong power, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just call the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 5 says, ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray. Our voices shall thy ear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning, will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy tender mercy. In thy fear will I worship toward thy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy by them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Let's cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou will bless the righteous with favor. For thou compassion as with a shield. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen. And that is some. Five, hallelujah, Psalm 16 says, preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the sins that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. The sorrow shall be multiplied and hastened after another God. The drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Amen is my lot. The lines are falling unto thee in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence, fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, We bless you and we thank you, oh God. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so, Father, we come to thy throne this morning to say thanks to you. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. We thank you, O God, for your faith. Thank you, O God, for your sovereignty. We thank you, O God, for loving us. We thank you, O Lord God, for your unconditional love. We thank you, O God, for Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts. We praise your name, Jesus. Almighty God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our spouses. Lord, we thank you for our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice this morning. Lord, I say thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I bless your name, oh God. I thank you for shelter. I thank you for provision. You are Jehovah Jireh. I thank you, Lord, that you are the better over us. The better over us is love. I thank you for your divine protection. I thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standing against the enemy. Lord, I thank you that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you, Lord. I bless your name. I bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God. Hear our prayers, oh God. And let our cry come unto thee, oh God. We look to you, Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. We look to you, Abba Father. Abba Father, we look to you. There's no other God but you, Jesus. We cry out to you, Jesus. 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 Found us, Lord, with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Lord, we come tonight through the grace and we ask you for mercy, oh God. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, mercy, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Instead of omission and commission, O God, be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy, O God. Lord, have mercy. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Father, if there's anything that I've done that's not pleasing to you, Lord, we'll cry out to you for mercy, oh God. Anything any one of us has done that's not pleasing to you, Lord, have mercy. And Lord, show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Lord, show us where we go in error. Show us, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity. Cleanse us from our sins, O God. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when I speakest, and be clear when I judgest thee. Oh, we were shepherded in iniquity, in sin that our mothers conceived us. Behold, thy desired truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Father, make us to know wisdom in thy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we desire truth. Our desire truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Make us to know wisdom. Purge us, O God, with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Purge us. Purge us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Make atonement for us once and for us, and for all, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make our heart, make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins and blot us our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and uphold us with thy free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, converted unto thee. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouths shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice as we would give it. Thou delighteth not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. Thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. With burnt offering and all burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. In the name of Jesus, Lord, mercy for ourselves. Forgive us, O God. Forgive each and every one of us, O God. Forgive, have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon all those that are here, O God. Mercy, mercy, your mercies are new every morning. Lord, your word says in Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always shy, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. For man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember to do his commandments. Lord, the Lord prepare his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye minister of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. Oh Lord, God of hosts, hear our prayer. Hear, hear, O God of Jacob, Selah. You, O God of us, you look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in our courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your grace and glory upon us in the name of Jesus. Release your grace and glory upon our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your grace and glory upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your grace and glory upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus, for the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought in our hands in the name of Jesus, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we fear not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, workers for far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty might be rich. God, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, O God, for your grace. Hallelujah, your grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hover over us. Hover over this atmosphere in our homes, hover over atmosphere on this, in this service, on the radio, on the prayer line. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives, and let there be light. Let there be light. Your light shine in every area of our life. Oh, Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? So, Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. Holy Spirit, you are awesome in our lives. You amaze us. You amaze me every second of my life. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Without you, where would I be? Holy Spirit, you are my strength. You are my strong tower. You are my provider, my healer, my restorer, my friend, my protector, my glory, the lifter of my head. You are my everything. Oh, Holy Spirit, how I love you. I surrender totally and completely to you. I declare in the heavens and the earth my love for you. Lead me in the paths of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, I will forever be your student, your disciple. Teach me all things. Reveal Jesus Christ in a spectacular dimension to us. Reveal Jesus to the world. Reveal Jesus Christ to the body of Christ. Reintroduce Jesus Christ to the church. Teach us to walk in his kingdom, how to walk in his kingdom. Let his kingdom come. Let his will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe upon each and every one of us, oh God. Holy Ghost, we need you. We need you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Release your breath in us. 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 Release your breath in us physically, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I take everything before the Spirit of God. Release your breath in us. Burn everything in us that is not of you, Holy Ghost. Our brutal things in our lives that is causing us to go backwards. We remove those things in our lives. Remove everything that is not holy, that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Breathe in our atmosphere. Holy Spirit, breathe in the lives of our children. Breathe in the lives of our grandchildren. Breathe in us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, breathe in us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Breathe in this atmosphere, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. Release your breath, Holy Ghost. Your breath in us. Release your breath in this atmosphere, Holy Spirit. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Release your breath. Father, this morning, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways and cyberspace and networks. We soak their servants in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cars, our transportation in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus, in our jobs in the blood of Jesus. As we go into work, oh God, the buses, the cars, wherever mode of transportation, in the blood of Jesus, every food we eat, the blood of Jesus, every water we drink today, the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, everything we put in our mouths, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes, we cover with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I soak Al, Ricky, Crystal in the blood of Jesus. I soak Tina in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I soak Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. I soak Kamari and Makari in the blood of Jesus. CJ in the blood of Jesus. Christian Micah in the blood of Jesus. Joshua Zechariah in the blood of Jesus. Crystal in the blood of Jesus. Ricky and Al in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I soak Apostle Irving in the blood of Jesus. His transportation in the blood of Jesus. His job in the blood of Jesus. The work of his hands in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus shield us. Let the blood of Jesus be our hands of protection around us. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone here this morning, everyone that is under the sign of my sound of my voice, cover in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you for the armor in the name of Jesus. Oh, go to my son, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the armor of God and the armor of life. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. But in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, oh God, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Father God, we are good and righteous only in Christ. Only in Christ, because our own righteousness and goodness is as rags. Father God, give us hearts of humility. Take away the spirit of pride and haughtiness, uproot those things out of our lives. Oh, Father, sovereign God, oh, let your perfect will be done in us. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I pray that all of you, we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bless God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we praise the name of Jesus. And we bless the name of Jesus. We adore the name of Jesus. I want you to look at the book, excuse me, of Joshua 1. Joshua chapter 1.
Conference unmuted.
Joshua chapter 1.
Conference
Lord,
muted.
Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
So we're going to look at the book of Joshua 1. I'm going to, the Lord is speaking about certain things this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want you to pay attention if you're sleeping. I pray that the Holy Spirit wake you up, because when one of the things the enemy loves to put people to sleep when it's time to read the word of God. Maybe your answers might be in these scriptures. I don't know. But I know that you need to wake up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Joshua chapter 1 of Moses. The servant of the Lord came after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people under the land, which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you as I said unto Moses. There, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites under the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give thee. And God goes on again and speak to reassure Joshua. I don't have time to take time to read the whole thing, the book Joshua 1. God goes on, if you read the book of Joshua, he goes on again telling him to be strong, be courageous. And one of the things he said, to meditate on the book, which is the book of the Lord, which is the Bible. He must turn to the right hand or the left. He must do all that the word of God says. And he will have good success. And he came come again and said, be strong. And he keep telling Joshua, be strong, be strong. God is a faithful God. He's a faithful God. So what I want you to see there, God deals with us. This is a group. And Joshua is the head of the. Now Moses is dead, so Joshua now leads the group. And be courageous. Be strong, be courageous. So Joshua now is the leader. Blessings come. The blessing, the Bible still. It's good for brothers to for us to draw Psalm 133. I want to be specific. I'm going to take time with this. Just bear with me. You won't be long. Psalm 133. Behold how pleasant it is for brethren to draw together in unity. It is like a precious ointment upon the head that ran down from upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, down to the skirts of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew descending upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. God speaks about unity is good for brethren to come together in unity. in oneness, in unity, in oneness. And he uses Aaron as an example. Hallelujah. We look at, I think it's Genesis, when they attempted to build the tower of Babel. And let me look at it, because I want people to see where I'm going. In, I think it's Genesis 6, and everybody was, God came down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God came down and saw what they were doing, that they were building this tower, going up to heaven. I want to make sure I find this. This scripture. Anyway, because they wanted to reach, and what did God do? That's when languages came, so that they could not build this tower, because he said, if they can get together to build this tower, in unity, a lot of things are done in unity, in oneness. If you notice around the world, there's a lot of chaos, because when there's chaos, nothing can be done through chaos. It has to be oneness for things to be done. In families, chaos, no unity, father one way, mother one way, and bringing it home, no unity. So the children take advantage of the parents, because one person saying one thing, the other person saying another thing. No unity. We don't want to be in chaos. We want to be in unity, in oneness, in your home, in unity in your job. Unity, because if you don't work together in your job, how will the job be done? It won't be successful. And it seemed like in the world, the kingdom of darkness looked like they worked together more than the kingdom of God. Because when you look at the kingdom of God, there's so much disunity in the kingdom of God. This church person, the other church, this person thinking they're more anointed than the other. I mean, so much confusion. And then, so when we have all this confusion going, then the blessings get stuck, because there's no oneness. There's no unity. And I always say, when there's no unity, it's sometimes you're in a certain, and you can disagree, yeah. Nothing wrong with disagreeing. But when you have that very adamant about certain things and you can't seem to understand certain things, it's best sometimes to just leave. Then cause confusion. As you hold up, the blessings are held up. God wants us to work together. He wants team work. The reason I'm saying this, I started with Joshua, because when we look at Joshua chapter 7, hallelujah, God had given the children of Israel certain things, commandments. Do not do certain things. Don't take these people gods. And when Joshua was defeated, the army of Israel was defeated, because someone went and took those people gods. And Joshua cried unto the Lord and said, Lord, in Joshua 7, why? Why is this happening? And the Lord told him that Ahab had taken the gods. And I think that day they burned Ahab and the whole family were burned. Because one person, he didn't even care about his family, knowing the laws that God had put down. So to me, it was selfish, because during those days, God would kill even down the animal. He would destroy them. So he was so insensitive to take that foreign, that idol. The children of Israel were defeated. They whipped them, and many of them died just because of one man's greediness. One man's greediness, one man's disobedience. So many of the children of Israel died. And those Philistines, the people of they want the war. They themselves were surprised in Joshua 7. They were surprised that they could win the children of Israel. They were afraid. And then they were surprised that they won. Why? Because one man took an idol. So many people died that day. So it's not good to be selfish. We got to learn to think about others. I always tell my children, when you make decisions in life, family, it has a ripple effect, because when the children make decisions, it will not only affect their mother and their father, it affects their grandparents, it affects everybody, because everybody, unless there's no love or compassion. Amen. So that's why we have to be so careful in the decisions that we make. When you're younger, you can make some foolish mistakes. But as you get older, we should grow in wisdom and make right decisions. Because our decisions if we make the wrong decisions, it can kill somebody. Because it might not only have effect on you, but it has a ripple effect. And sometimes you say, oh, no, I don't have blood on my hand. Yeah, yes, you do, because you made a decision that caused someone's death. Suppose, what do you mean when you make decisions to talk out of turn, when you're not supposed to say certain things, you say certain things, and you're not supposed to say it. You do certain things, you're not supposed to do it. We have to be very, very careful. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Those people died that day. Joshua cried unto God. He cried because God has said, I will be with you just as I was with Moses. God has promised to be with him. God has promised to bless him. God said, I will prosper you. You will win these war. So what I'm saying to you, sometimes you not winning, your prayers are not being answered because of your association. Sometimes there are certain things not being done because of association. Sometimes through association you bless. And sometimes through association you curse. We have to be careful of who we associate with. Cursing and blessing comes through both ways. Association. So let's say you align with the wrong person and you curse, it might affect your children, your grandchildren, and you wonder what is going on with me. Association. Be careful how you connect. All that glitters, not gold. Who are you in oneness and unity? First of all, who's your prayer partner? Who's your prayer partner? Some of the prayer partners you pray with, I pray. Some of these partners, they don't even care about you. They're not even praying from their heart. their hearts are not right. So they're not really a prayer, Father, they pretend, and it's still every right word. When it, and then you would say, oh, my God, this person can pray. But it really is just empty, vain words because their hearts are not right. Be careful of who we associate with. Blessings come. The curses come. Both come. Sometimes when we associate the wrong people. When we come in unity and oneness with the Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, then Psalm 133 takes effect and the blessings begin to flow in our lives. So what am I saying this morning? Let the Holy Spirit reveal unto you, as your friend, what if you have not, if prayers have not been answered, if there's something, let God reveal to you by his grace what's going on. And ask God for his grace, because you might be surprised of what's going on. When I ask, pray those prayers, God always answer. And God not answering for you to be indignant. You have to be all mature enough to handle what God will tell you. And if you're not mature enough to handle what God will tell you, then he will not answer those prayers that you're asking if it will cause confusion. But you want to know, Lord, I'm supposed to be ABC. And you think you're doing the right thing, but you still things are still slow, not moving as it should, as you think it should. Get in your closet and seek the face of God. Seek the face of God. He said, I wish you above all things you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. So let the Holy Spirit bring you into remembrance in the name of Jesus. And if you're in a church or anything and there are certain things going on, let the Holy Spirit help you. You don't need to be, rude. You don't need to be arrogant. No. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Even for your children, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word on unity, your word on association, the word on pouring the blessings of unity, the blessings of upon us, O God, fruitfulness. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us to seek your face when it comes to discernment of who we connect with, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are depending on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, when you open our eyes, give us grace to handle things and to be mature in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, teach us to love as you love and forgive as you forgive. Give us that spirit of discernment. Oh God, give us wisdom. Shield us with your favor. Holy Spirit, we surrender totally to you. In the name of Jesus, those that are sick, I pray for healing. Those that have headaches, by the stretch of Jesus, you're healed. I release the blood of Jesus upon those headaches right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to say this so before we close, so you can understand. Sometimes it's even your sibling can be the one holding you back or holding children back. They can be that association. And if the Lord reveals that to you, do you fight or the Lord will give you divine instructions how to deal with these situations when he exposes them to you? My father was in a lot, before my father died, there was a lot of things going on concerning his mother's property. Up and down, and my aunt was still alive, and she was not well. She's trying to put things in order. But there was someone betraying him, and he didn't even know who it was. And we didn't. We were looking opposite. He looked opposite, and it was very frustrating for him. I remember he's so. And we, you know, there was so much going on. But just to cut a long story short, the same person my father used to complain about, go to the person, it was one of his brothers, used to go and complain and complain and complain. And no, because that brother of his was, he never suspected it was his brother. He never knew. Even when he died, he never knew it was his brother. Until there was a meeting a couple of years after he died, when my aunt died. And there was a big family confusion. And the person said, why are you all pointing your fingers at me and pointing at my uncle? So it was my uncle who messed with my father. My father never knew that when he died. And my uncle was so embarrassed. He still can't stop asking us for forgiveness. So you never know who it is, and we forgive him. My father went to his death grave, never knowing it was his brother who was doing all this to him. I'm saying to you, pray to the Lord. Let the Lord reveal to you and show you how to handle these things. In Jesus' name. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I feel the anointing. Oh, my God. Huria my son, Didiako. Rest, remain, and abide with us all. Hallelujah, now and forevermore. Oh, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you need to stop telling your sister or telling them everything. Pray, take everything to God in prayer. Some of your children are tied because of you. Tell you yourself, if also tell you, streets will not buy you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.